With your latest edition of the Manchester City Bulletin, I'm Chris Rivers. Beginning with the news that Pep Guardiola has insisted City will take no extra Champions League motivation from feeling wronged over the financial fair play controversy. City successfully overturned a two-year European ban at the Court of Arbitration for Sport earlier this month after vigorously defending themselves against allegations of financial misconduct. European governing body UEFA had imposed the suspension after an investigation, but that has since been overturned. And now that City have won their appeal, they could be an obvious temptation to try and prove a point over the remainder of this season as they bid to win the Champions League for the first time. Guardiola says that is not true, though, and that he wants to close the chapter on Manchester City's investigation by UEFA. There is some doubt about whether City's game against Real Madrid, their next in the Champions League, will go ahead on the 7th of August as well now, after the UK government imposed quarantine sanctions on those arriving from Spain. It would mean that Real Madrid players would need to quarantine for 2 weeks after their arrival. Moving on, and David Silva will bid farewell to Manchester City on Sunday when he plays the final game of his City career against Norwich. Silva has enjoyed a fantastic stint at the Etihad Stadium, winning 4 Premier League titles, 2 FA Cups and 5 EFL Cups, and helping establish City as a dominant force in European football. While discussing his time at the club, he admits that it was better than he could have ever imagined, and that he hope he showed that he enjoyed his time at City. Finally today, and it's being reported that Manchester City could enter the race for Real Madrid midfielder Dani Ceballos. The 23-year-old has spent the current campaign on loan at Arsenal and has caught the eye with his recent performances. Well, his existing loan deal at the Emirates expires at the end of the season, and it remains to be seen whether he will either stay at Arsenal or return to the Bernabeu. City have now reportedly thrown their hats into the ring.